Blog Talk Radio.
Music push up entertainment. Rips. Pass me the vodka. I'm about to turn it up real quick. Real fucking quick. She on the dance floor, bubble shaking all of my dick. Live Instagram flick on Facebook showing all them tricks. I'm going viral. Soldier Reels has turned into your idol. Your bar is too weak. Your swag not like mine. Player not a rival. Better alive, I'm always on time. So how dare you try to disrespect mine? You started on the block. I started mine behind bars. I'm a piece of robbing niggas like you on the block. I came home with a dream. 10 years later, I'm still with the same scheme. But I still have that black glove and that ski. And that nine that'll leave your body frozen, hands up, freeze. Now who really got the keys? Who really got them G's? Who really got them big things to bust back on the enemies? I'm going 0 to 1,000, blowing up your whole housing. I got niggas in the project, hoes in the hallway giving good neck. Teflon Don, Queens up in here, L Gang, Dirty Dirty's up in here. Sex Money Merrick, you better have fear. So let me have to call my Southside niggas to make your ass disappear. Burst up the same feathers, flock together. So don't act like we ain't put you on. And I ain't down with niggas that's dead and gone and locked up and never coming home. So you could join the force, but that don't mean that we won't put you back to the wall. Pass me the Molly, Illuminati been to my soul and body. So what the fuck I give a fuck if niggas wanna get golly. Ow. The model and the music, nothing but the pusher. Just grab the mic and shoot you. The cord is my clip, my bars is the bullets, the beat is my trigger. Hope your ass ready to die. I sips on the vodka, Friday sips on the Bel Air. Soon as I hit the stage, I can feel the fear trickling in the air. Giving issues of abandonment, but you motherfuckers better obey the 12th commandment. I can now hear Papa, thou shalt not step the dawn, out of shot ya, or fill a million deaths when he pop ya. I play no games with this shit. It's work, it get flipped. Fuck all that side shit. I don't give a fuck about the truth or your lies. All I know is I spit facts that bring tears to the eye. From the corner to the block, entertainment is non-stop. The road to the riches, a $1 billion dream. Nicer than me, please fall back. You niggas is out the snacks, they must be smoking crack. I'm back, never left, causing death from the art of war. Leaving the opposition, taking a last breath. Didn't I tell you not to fuck with me? You stupid motherfuckers now lay there lifeless. Real shit is what you get. So why you acting like you don't know the SOJA4, the black monopoly race? And when I see you, I'm not gonna punch you in your face. Like, you don't know that my boots is always laced. SOJA Rails.
Nigga, y'all get this money, man. Block. Gotta work the hustle. It's not a game, man. It's not a problem.
Mama!
Let's get it.
K-Son at it again.
Ooh, the weak or the strong. Real's got it going on. Getting money by the ton. Spitting hot bars off the tongue. Distributing hot songs. You can't contest me. I'm too far gone. A worldwide boy. On the block of hot boys. Serving them things straight out of Queens. Back in Brooklyn with them kings. Come and get me. I got them 2-9s with me. On my way to Charlotte to pop it off with the homies. Top models on deck. Hot artists, that's next. A hot 16 who won't flex. Set off the riot. Soldier Real's back around with the Eastside boys running the town. Who want it now? R.I.P. to my nigga Feige. And my cousin murdered that innocent man. Fuck the police. I'm with the G's macking in my Bonville. Bumping bubble shake radio. I gotta get the dough to support my family. Free my nigga Flo. It'll be a funeral. You try to take mine. You don't know. I told y'all in 2007 magazine is a go. Ooh, ah. My lingo is different. Me not a street nigga? Who you kidding? I'm from NYC with an empire mentality and got swag that'll have your girl taking off her panties rapidly. She like the way I do the do. Ooh, but I don't say them, I pass them on to the crew. It gotta be more careful with these thoughts. They try to blow up your spot and try to take everything you got. That's just how it is where I'm from. Ass palm, in the streets, another hot freestyle. I'm gone. I'm back in the building once again, and I'm doing this show now, airing on Sundays. It's called The Latest Hip Hop News Weekly Rewind. Turn up, let's get it. Get a little beat on. You know that's what we do around here. Yo, make sure you know you guys can call in, man. You know what I'm saying? Call in. If you got any comments or anything like that, call in at 657-383-1676. Oh, my goodness. It's been a while. It's been a while, man. Well, yeah, man. Soulja Rills back in the building, back in the piece, making it happen. I just post up there on my Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and on my social media about my next issue of my publication that I'm dropping. It's Music Push Entertainment Magazine Volume 2, and the reason why I'm dropping Volume 2 now is because I'm just getting the time to physically even drop this magazine. I got so much things that I'm doing, so And plus, I wanted to gain more content in order to physically drop this mag. But you know what I'm saying? By like the end of today, the magazine will be designed and they'll be ready to drop by like tomorrow and everything like that. So look out for that, man. It's just another situation. Also, big up to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. You know what I'm saying, for putting all these advertisements on my podcast. Now, you know, we grow some little revenue off of that. So that's a blessed thing, man. But back to the rewind of what's going on this week. This week was a crazy week, man, because finally Nicki Minaj came back at Remy Ma after Remy Ma dropped Sheeta. Now, she dropped the track with Lil Wayne and Drake on it. I thought that it was okay. But first of all, I'm from Queens, so I always was on Nicki's side because I just feel that, you know what I'm saying, the way that everybody, when I was having arguments with people, it wasn't about who had the better bars. You know what I'm saying? What I was saying was that Remy has good bars, and her bars is up there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, her bars is on point. But at the end of the to ride the beat, you know what I'm saying? Who's better riding the beat? Nicki Minaj is better riding the beat, and that's why Nicki Minaj is selling more records. You know what I'm saying? It was proven. You know what I'm saying? What I was saying, because Remy dropped another diss track called Another One. Now, when she dropped that diss track, it proved what I was saying. I wasn't saying that her bars is whack, because the bars is hot on there on Another One. It's just that you got to listen to how she rides the beat. You feel what I'm saying? And you got to be honest, man, in this industry, because in this industry, turn this up a little bit, you know, because in this industry,
It's about having good bars, but it's also about selling records. It's also all about selling records and who's going to make the hotter music and who's going to have the hotter flow to the beat. You know what I'm saying? To ride the beat and make that beat sound wavy. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Nicki Minaj, she always holds that down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just her lyrical style and, you know what I'm saying, she's a good performer. So as a complete artist, I just thought that, yo, she was going to sell more records, and she's the better artist, and she's the one that's going to really be signed by this record label. You know what I mean? Because if I was a record label, my record label, if she was coming to my record label and I had to see which one was the two, you know what I mean, I would have probably selected Remy Ma. You know what I'm saying? I would have selected Remy Ma, but I knew that I would probably sign Remy Ma to probably like a one single deal, because I'm looking for that top single from her, because I don't really look at her as an artist that's going to like sell multi-platinum records. Although, you know, her album has gone platinum before, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she's lyrical. But that was just me and my opinion. That's just me and my opinion. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that your Remy is whack. That doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying, Papoose is whack, or, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't mean that Nicki Minaj is whack. You know what I'm saying? It's just that, you know, from a record label as a businessman standpoint, that was how I was looking at it. You know what I mean? So when she dropped the mixtape, when she dropped her album, Remy Ma's album didn't really sell that much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when she dropped Shoot the Gold, that went, you know what I'm saying, viral. But they took it down, as a matter of fact, because it's not even up on musicchristianentertainment.com anymore. They took it down, I guess, because of, what is it, Columbia, or is it Sony? One of those guys owned the rights to the beat, and she didn't ask them about the beat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they took it down. But they kind of left it up on iTunes. I'm figuring that they left it up on iTunes on the simple fact that, you know, they either share the revenue or all of the revenue go to them, just so they can put it up there. But, you know, when Nicki dropped about three tracks this week. She dropped about three tracks, including No Frauds, coming back at Remy Ma. You know, all three of the tracks, I mean, it's like I was saying, I mean, all three of the tracks is number one, two, and three, or was it one, two, and four, you know what I'm saying? But they're the top songs that's in the country right now, you know what I'm saying? Nicki has got like at least five tracks, and she's also got the track with Gucci Mane, you know what I'm saying? She's also got Swallow, you feel what I'm saying? So all three of those tracks, you know what I'm saying, all four of those tracks are actually on the top, you know what I'm saying, past the top five. You know what I'm saying? Like they're like top five, you know what I'm saying, on the top 10, you know what I'm saying, on, you know what I'm saying, the Billboard charts right now. So, you know what I mean? It all comes back down to who's a better artist, you know what I'm saying, and who's going to really sell the records. Papoose and Remy Ma look like they're coming back at them. They look like they're going to drop something. They're gonna drop a diss track, the diss track is gonna be named, Culture Vultures. You know that Papoose is gonna bring it. You know what I mean? I guess Papoose is getting on there because Lil Wayne and Drake got on the track. I don't really see why he would diss him, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean, like, you gotta realize, man, you know what I'm saying? These rappers are battle rappers, you know what I'm saying? These are like mainstream artists that got some bars. You know what I'm saying? The minute that, you know what I'm saying, somebody gives them the opportunity to put that shine on, they're going to put that shine on. So you already know that, you know, Papoose, he's going to come. He's going to come hard. So, you know what I mean? I can't wait to hear that. That's what's going on this week, man. That was going on this week. That was the big, big thing this week, that Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying, came back at Remy Ma, Sheeter, because we was waiting for like about 2 weeks and she ain't dropped shit. She ain't dropped nothing. Also, in news, Drake announces that he will be dropping More Life March 18th 2017, so look out for that. That's in a few days. You know, More Life is going to drop. And most likely, whatever Papoose is going to do, or whatever Papoose and Remy Ma is going to do, it's gonna give them promo and advertisement. Because you got to realize, man, that's what Young Money and these guys do. They try to battle you, and they want you to come and contest them. And then while you're contesting them and you're giving them all the promo and the advertisement, they're dropping albums and they're dropping records because now you didn't give them that buzz. It's all PR. It's a PR stunt. You know what I'm saying? It's a PR stunt. So, you know what I mean? Once you give them the lead way, now here comes an album. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised that, yo, you know what I mean, after this you may hear Lil Wayne about to drop a mixtape. So look out for that. But Drake announced that More Life is about to drop, and you know it's going to be hot. So that's how we do it. Your boy Safari, he was on Wendy Williams, and he was talking about how Nicki Minaj is that he wrote or had something to do with a lot of Nicki Minaj's tracks. I mean, I'm from the hood, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Queens and all that. So, you know, I mean, you know, Safari, he's been with that female for a very long time. So, you know what I mean? It's kind of like me. I'm here, I'm rapping, and I got my girl around, or I got my team around. Of course, they're gonna put their insights into it. But do they get paid? You know what I'm saying? Or is it or you know, in that situation, did you already get paid? You know what I'm saying? Because you figure if you're sitting there and you're like kind of like giving, you know what I'm saying, advice, and it's a collaboration thing, and then at the end of the day, you feel what I'm saying, you got paid, you know what I'm saying, a little Benz, or you got a nice little chain, or you got a nice little bling bling, you know what I'm saying, and then now all of a sudden you're not fucking with the people, now you want some money. That don't even sound right. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You already got paid, Safari. Come on, man. How much things, when you didn't walk around with fur coats on and all that shit because of Nicki, man? You know what I mean? So I would see why Nicki don't want to give that nigga nothing. I could also see why that boy won his bread, too. So it's all love. It's all love, man. Yeah. Your boy Soulja Rails. About to drop the latest mixtape. Latest mixtape is about to drop. My new mixtape is about to drop, you know what I'm saying, featured by DJ Music Push. You already know DJ Music Push is like my other personality, you feel what I'm saying? So we're about to drop, you know what I'm saying, between Soaps Rails and Music Pusher, we're about to drop, damn, I got so much shit going on, I almost forgot. We're about to drop Rap Beef Volume 2. Now, Rap Beef Volume 1 was doing so good, but a lot of websites, you know what I'm saying, was hating. They took my shit down. You know what I mean? But it's all good. You know what I mean? It's all good. I knew why they took my shit down, because I got my website is just like their website. I'm the competition. I'm always going to be the motherfucking competition around here, because I got everything in house, and that's just what it is. All the way down to my music, all the way down to my beats, I got everything in house. That's just how we roll. You hear that in the background. That's Black Friday right there. He playing that music right now. He made that beat. You know what I'm saying? These are original beats, so you can't take that down. You know what I'm saying? How you going to take that down? Y'all don't own it. We in-house. Everything around the ball. So that's just what it is, man. But look out for Rap Beef, man. Rap Beef, I'm going to have a bunch of stuff that's on there. I'm going to also have Soulja Boy and Chris Brown also in the news, of course. You know what I mean? Soulja Boy says that. That Chris Brown backed out and didn't want to fight him. So then Chris Brown came back and was like, well, I'm not going to really sign no contract, because you got all of the, you know, all of the gangsters all involved into it. We can meet up at a gym. You know what I mean? But Soulja Boy is like, what you talking about, man? Like, I already signed, you know what I'm saying? This, and then we about to get this bread. This is how I'm getting my money. You know what I mean? So I just thought that, you know what I mean, Chris Brown, you know what I mean, that's some lame shit. I mean, you figure if they're both Paru, then it is some gangster shit. So why wouldn't you want the gangsters to eat off for that shit? You know what I mean? That's, have you guys really ever been in a gang, man? When you in a gang, you know what I'm saying, everything that y'all do, they eat off of it, man. You have to support your fellow gangsters, man, so they won't be struggling in the streets themselves. So that's just what it is, man. I mean, Soulja Boy, Soulja Fraud. That's what they call them. They call them Soulja Boy, Soulja Fraud. Oh, also in the news, Young Thug is wanted for questioning from the police about slapping a so-called member that used to work for him because she was outside beefing at his girl. Well, listen. Of course, if you're outside beefing at the man girl, he gonna slap you. Of course, if you're beefing at the man's girl, he gonna slap you. What you think gonna happen? Which, of course, you know, you can't slap no girls out here, because as soon as you slap the girl out here, she call the police, you gonna get locked up. That's just how it goes. You know what I mean? Well, he's probably looking at the sword and third. Then, you know, of course, she's gonna file a lawsuit. So you already know what's going to happen with that. That's just what females do. They talk a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? They get up underneath your skin. And then you do the wrong thing. They call the police on you. And it's off to the fucking precinct you go. Make sure you go up there and check me out at bubbleshake.com. I just dropped my 36th issue. It's my 10th anniversary issue of Bubble Shake magazine. I got a bunch of models that's up inside of there. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go also too. Now, I also have the latest. I have issue number 35 with Young the Boss now available on Google Play. You know what I'm saying? Google Play. So you could always go up there if you want to download it. You could download it on the website, but then you could go up there, you know, for you Google store guys. You know what I'm saying? If you want to download the latest issue of Young the Boss, it's definitely up there, so you can check it out. So make sure you check me out, man. Bubbleshake.com. The magazine is looking official. I got two covers. I got Damn on there. You know what I mean? We got Cupcake Goddess. But Cupcake is, I think Cupcake changed their name. Yo, Cupcake just changed their name. Like, we dropped the magazine, and as soon as we dropped the magazine, like a couple of weeks later, she changed her name. I guess, you know what I'm saying, because she's more into the music thing. But we're supposed to have her come up here and do a little interview with us. We got Damn coming up here to do an interview with us too, because, you know what I'm saying, stay tuned for those models. We definitely gonna shut it down with them. But also in news, Your boy Kevin Gates is scheduled to be released from jail on March 24th. Shout out to my boy Kevin Gates, man. Yo, Kevin Gates, definitely, you know what I'm saying, one of my boys over there, you know what I'm saying? Him and my boy, Richie West and them boys, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. But Kevin Gates is going to be getting out of jail on March 24th. For kicking a fan that tried to pull on him. But from what I was looking at, when I see the different view of the video, another view of the video, the other view showed that where he didn't really even kick her. You know what I mean? She just basically just made that up so she could get some money and he could go to jail. And that's just how it is when you're down there in Atlanta. I think that's what it is in Atlanta. Yeah, right? But whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? Kevin Gates is going to come out March 24th, he gonna have a lot of songs ready and a lot of hot music ready, because that's just what Kevin Gates do.
Yeah, man, you know, it's a rough, but we got through it. We got through it in hip hop. What else? Oh, your boy Kodak Black.
Shout out to my boy Kodak Black. Kodak Black, he got locked up. Probation violation. From what we understand is that he got locked up because he didn't do his anger management program. It's not that he wasn't going to the anger management program. He failed his anger management program. So because of that, you know what I'm saying, that's most likely the reason why, you know what I'm saying, he was remanded. because all of the other things that they're talking about, they're saying that, yo, he went to a couple of shows that he wasn't supposed to go to. But from what I'm hearing, you know what I'm saying, from the camp, they're saying that, yo, listen, man, he did tell them and everything. It's just that, you know, certain things went past their head. You know what I mean? They did give him, you know what I'm saying, authority to go and go make his money, because that's how he makes his money to live. So, you know what I mean? From far as I see, I already know, man, once you don't do the programs that these motherfuckers be wanting you to do, it's a wrap. You know what I mean? When you go back to court, hopefully he'll get back out when he goes back to court, if he signs up for the program in there and do a couple of months, or do like 1 month or a couple of weeks doing the anger management program in there, then he can ask for release and then get it transferred to probably the same particular anger management that he was going to, or somebody else, you know what I mean, to give him a better outcome. Because, you know, he's a young boy, man, you know what I mean? He's a young, talented man, you know what I'm saying? Actually, his song is actually on the top 10. It's on the top 10 of iTunes. So, not even on iTunes, on the Billboard chart. So, you know what I mean? Very talented young man, man, you know what I'm saying? Salute my boy, Kodak Black. What else is new? Photo shoots is coming up this week. And I'm probably gonna most likely get a flyer created. I'll probably be coming up this week. So we could do. Everybody's always hitting me up, man. But yeah, man, that's what it is. Oh yeah, another situation I want to talk about, Lady Luck. Lady Luck, go check out Lady Luck, man. Go and check out Lady Luck on YouTube. When she's doing the interview and she's talking about the whole Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj situation. And my thoughts of it was that it's facts. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she was even talking like as a battle rapper or to get at. I mean, we all know that she battled Remy Ma back in the days, and it was an epic two battles. Like, they was going at it. You know what I mean? But I just thought that, you know what I mean, right there, she was speaking her mind, and she was just giving her opinion, and her opinion was exactly like what the fuck I was talking about. I was just saying, you know what I mean, like, listen, I mean, Nicki knows how to ride a beat, you know what I'm saying, and Remy Ma got bars, but she don't know how to ride the beat, you know what I'm saying, like, if she knows how to ride the beat and be a little bit more creative, then she could really, like, be out there to drop hot songs that's gonna be played for a long time. Nicki knows how to ride the beat. She stops, she comes back, she has a good voice, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, though, we still can't put nothing past Remy Ma. Remy Ma did destroy her, which she did destroy her, you know what I mean? I mean, whatever Nicki came back with, it's going to be played a long time. It's going to be played, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's buying it, because she has like a huge fan base, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, she did annihilate her. But at the end of the day, you know, it goes on. I mean, work goes on. So these ladies are out there, they out there. Make sure you go and go check out Remy Ma. You know what I'm saying? Her music is hot. She's out there. Support her. You know what I'm saying? Go and check out Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? Support her. Her music is out there. It's hot. Go check out Pat Poops. He got bars. He got ultimate bars. You know what I'm saying? He's out there. Go support him. Support my man Kevin Gates. Support Soulja Fraud, Soulja Boy. That's what they call it. Soulja Fraud, Soulja Boy. You know what I mean? Go show some love to my boy Chris Brown. Oh yeah, another thing too, yo, what the hell was that with in UK where Floyd Mayweather TMT his bus just blew up. Like, somebody set the shit on fire. Boy, yo, Floyd, man, you're getting too much money, man. Them boys want your head. Better start giving out some of that money, man. You know they ain't gonna fuck with them. Floyd knock your ass out. But yeah, man, Bubble Shake Radio, Music Push Entertainment. Go check me out, musicpushentertainment.com. Go check me out, bubbleshake.com. Also, too, This is sponsored by the Wayne Vent Enterprise, LLC. Now, the Wayne Vent Enterprise, LLC, basically is a company that helps you incorporate your business. They do public relations. If you need a business plan, they could always give you a business plan.
Black Friday.
You need a proposal.
Black Friday. Black Friday. Black Friday.
You need a proposal. Tax ID number, registration, tax preparation, cover letters, all of that stuff, you know?
Politicians.
Turn that down a little bit. Cover letters, consulting, branding, you know, and even if you need lawyers or whatever like that, those guys over there, they can take care of that stuff for you. So, you know, man, of course, you know, man, the music push, make sure you go and join the internship program and build your brand today at the WayneBentEnterprise.com. You know, if you want to send your resume over, send it over to info@thewaynebententerprise.com. That's just what we do. For all clothing, also sponsored by the Double J I Clothing Store. For all clothing, or you know, for all customization of clothing, you could always contact WJIClothingStore.org. You go up there. There's a bunch of clothing that's up there that's customized. We got other people's brands that's up there. So if you're looking to like print up your t-shirts, you have a silk screen, heat press, that's the place that you go to contact. If you're looking for photography, make sure you go and go contact the Black Monopoly Visual Concept. Black Monopoly Visual Concept, I think the studio to contact them is on Instagram at Black Monopoly VC. If you go up there, you contact them, you know, hit them up. They're going to send you over one of the best photographers that's in the game. Any photographer that's in the game. We got a bunch of photographers that's over there. So they're going to send you over experienced photographer to either get published in the magazine, for your press kit, anything you need. Just contact them over there. Like I said, man, musicpushentertainment.com. This is Bubble Sick Radio, man. Bubble Sick Radio. Fell off a little while. I ain't been on here in a minute, so I just felt that I had to come and just rewind it every Sunday for you guys. We still got the Bubble Sick Radio satellite radio show. We're taking slots, as a matter of fact, right now. You know, we got slots right now for the satellite radio show. It's BMI, ASCAP, it's certified. All your music that gets played on there, if you have all of that, you know what I'm saying, you play your music on the radio show, you know what I mean, you're going to get paid. Of course, you know what I mean, it's publishing. It's got publishing, so that's what it is. And, of course, you know, man, if you do the in-studio interview, most likely, you know what I'm saying, you'd be able to get inside of the magazine and get a free layout inside the magazine. You know what I mean? Or you could do a blog spot here, or you could do a podcast here, and you'll still get inside of the magazine. Any which way, man, just sign up, man. You know you could always call in at 657-383-1676 and speak to us here at Bubble Shake Radio. Or you can go and listen at bubbleshakeradio.com/radio. And that's what it is, man. Go sign up today. What the hell is more y'all want me to do for you? I'm doing everything. Like a general. With that said, man, my Sunday weekly report is done. It's rewinded. I'll talk to y'all again next Sunday and see where we at this week. You hear me? With that said, I'm out. Yo, DJ Music Pusher, play my shit. Let's get it.
Music push entertainment.
Rails.
Pass me the vodka. I'm about to turn it up real quick.
real fucking quick. She on the dance floor, bubble shaking all of my dick. Block Instagram flick on Facebook, showing all them tricks. I'm going viral. Soldier Reels has turned into your idol. Your bars too weak. Your swag not like mine. Player not a rival. Better alive, I'm always on time. So how dare you try to disrespect mine? You started on the block. I started mine behind bars. I'm a piece of robbing niggas like you on the block. I came home with a dream. 10 years later, I'm still with the same scheme. But I still have that black glove and that ski. And that nine that'll leave your body frozen, hands up freeze. Now who really got the keys? Who really got the cheese? Who really got them big things to bust back on the enemies? I'm going 0 to 1,000, blowing up your whole housing. I got niggas in the project, hoes in the hallway giving good neck. Teflon Don, Queens up in here, Hell Gang, Dirty Dirty's up in here. Sex Money Merrick, you better have it. Don't let me have to call my Southside niggas to make your ass disappear. Burst up the same feathers, flock together. So don't act like we ain't put you on. And I ain't down with niggas that's dead and gone and locked up and never coming home. So you could join the force, but that don't mean that we won't put you back to the wall. Pass me the Molly, Illuminati bends up my soul and body. So what the fuck I give a fuck if niggas wanna get golly? Ow. The model and the music, nothing but the pusher. Just grab the mic and shoot you. The cord is my clip, my bars is the bullets, the beat is my trigger. Hope your ass ready to die. I sips on the vodka, Friday sips on the Bel Air. Soon as I hit the stage, I can feel the fear trickling in the air. Giving issues of abandonment, but you motherfuckers better obey the 12th commandment. I can now hear Papa, thou shall not step the Don out of shotta, or fill a million deaths when he pop ya. I play no games with this shit. It's work, it get flipped. Fuck all that side shit. I don't give a fuck about the truth or your lies. All I know is I spit facts that bring tears to the eye. From the corner to the block, entertainment is non-stop. The road to the riches, a $1 billion dream. Nicer than me, please fall back. You niggas is out the snacks, they must be smoking crack. I'm back, never left, causing death from the order wall. Leaving the opposition, taking it last breath. Didn't I tell you not to fuck with me? You stupid motherfuckers now lay there lifeless. Real shit is what you get. So why you acting like you don't know the SOJA4, the black monopoly race? And when I see you, I'm not gonna punch you in your face. Like you don't know that my boots is always laced. SOJA Rails.
You gotta get this money, man. Block. Gotta work the hustle. It's not a game, man. It's not a problem.
Mama!
Man. Let's get it.
K-Son at it again.
Ooh, the weak of the strong. Real's got it going on. Getting money by the ton. Spitting hot bars off the tongue. Distributing hot songs. You can't contest me. I'm too far gone. A worldwide boy. On the block of hot boys. Serving them things straight out of Queens. Back in Brooklyn with them kings. Come and get me. I got them 2-9s with me. On my way to Charlotte to pop it off with the homies. Top models on deck. Hot artists, that's next. A hot 16 who won't flex. Set off the riot. Soldier Real's back around with the Eastside boys running the town. Who want it now? R.I.P. to my nigga Feeds. And because they murdered that innocent man, fuck the police. I'm with the G's, macking in my Bonville. Bumping bubble shake radio. I gotta get the dough to support my family. Free my nigga Flo. It'll be a funeral. You try to take mine. You don't know? I told y'all in 2007 magazine years ago. Ooh, ah. My lingo is different. Me not a street nigga? Who you kidding? I'm from NYC with an empire mentality and got swag that'll have your girl taking off her panties rapidly. She like the way I do the do.
ooh. But I don't say them, I pass them on to the crew. They gotta be more careful with these thoughts. They try to blow up your spot and try to take everything you got. That's just how it is where I'm from. Ass palm, in the streets, another hot sea south. I'm gone. Ooh.